With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Instead of the traditional face-to-face debate, President Trump and Joe Biden have made their latest pitch to voters in separate televised town hall events.
In Philadelphia, Biden criticized the president's handling of the coronavirus pandemic, which Mr. Trump, who was in Miami, defended. He said the country is turning the corner on the virus. Asked why he should be reelected, Mr. Trump listed lower taxes, a stronger military, and an economic recovery after COVID. On the question of stacking or expanding the Supreme Court, Biden was evasive, but said he will answer the question more fully after the Senate vote on Judge Amy Coney Barrett and before the election. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Plans to vote on the Supreme Court nomination of Judge Amy Coney Barrett remain on track, with the Senate Judiciary Committee having wrapped up hearings on the nominee.
The panel heard from expert witnesses, including one of Barrett's former clerks, attorney Amanda Rau Berry.
Judge Barrett understands that policy decisions must be left to the political branches. The role of a judge is to enforce the law as written.
Chairman Senator Lindsey Graham calling Barrett the most amazing person he's ever met.
But just your knowledge of the law, your disposition, your character in the ABA rating, I think, was well earned.
The committee now scheduled to hold its final vote on Barrett's nomination next Thursday. Bob Agnew reporting.
Also at SRNnews.com, word of progress toward a compromised COVID-19 economic relief package. The White House and congressional Democrat bargainers agreeing to include a national coronavirus testing strategy in the plan. And the White House now pressing Senate Republicans to agree to a package approaching $2 trillion. Twitter chief Jack Dorsey will be getting a subpoena from the Senate Judiciary Committee. Republicans accused Twitter of pro-Biden election interference. Wall Street Dow futures down 27 points, and this is SRN News.
The WBOB studios are sponsored by the St. John's Vein Center, a nationally accredited vein center. Dr. James St. George has more than 20 years' experience as a board-certified specialist. 4 locations in Jacksonville. St. John's Vein Center. Jacksonville's only morning local political talk show, the Ed Dean Radio Show. News, opinion, and your chance to call in with your opinion. Weekdays 6 till 9 a.m. on AM 600, WBOB, and FM 101.1. News on WBOB, AM 600 and 101.1 FM.
Good morning, I'm Adam Morton. A major source of dozens of COVID-19 cases that caused an area school to close was a party attended by its students. Yesterday, Duval School Superintendent Diana Green said the party most likely happened last weekend. On Wednesday, the principal of Fletcher High School in Neptune Beach said the school will be holding classes exclusively online through at least this coming Monday. There will also be no sports nor any other activities while the school is closed. One specific class at one particular school in Jacksonville has had to transition to online learning due to a virus outbreak. The principal of J. Allen Axon Elementary says it was a first through third grade class, and everyone whom it could have affected has been notified. To date, there have been over 32,000 confirmed coronavirus cases in Duval County, including 500 deaths. Throughout Florida, there have been nearly 745,000 cases to date. That's Jacksonville.radio news.
Good morning. Today we'll see a mix of clouds and sunshine. Our high will be 87. Mostly clear this evening with a low of 64. Right now it is 67 degrees. Here are some of the top stories we're bringing you this morning. A new Florida Mason-Dixon poll shows Joe Biden with just a slim lead over President Trump here in Florida. A CDC study found that 71% of people that caught the coronavirus said they wore masks. And market analysts say a blue wave election would not be beneficial to the retail economy.
Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB by calling 831-0600, 831-0600, or email ed@wbob.com. AM 600 and 101.1 FM. WBOB.
Coming up on 4 minutes after 6 a.m. Good Friday morning. Ed Dean, Roger Henderson. A lot of poll numbers running around. And Mason-Dixon, I know the guy who does it personally and does a real good job. They do it by traditional polling, by phone calls and things like that. And we've got the breakdowns region by region. And if you look at the regions, President Trump is leading in almost in every county in the state.
Interesting.
Except for the 3 counties down in South Florida, which is a duh. That's always a given. So we're going to get to all of that in just a little bit. Good to have everybody here. Ed Dean, Roger Henderson right here on Talk Radio. WBOB Mason-Dixon polling has now come out with the October numbers. It shows that Joe Biden, the Democratic nominee, maintains a very slim lead over Republican and the president, currently Donald Trump, 48% to 45%. 6% have said they're undecided out there. Biden leads among Democrats, of course. He also leads among women and among those in the African-American community. Trump leads among Republicans, men, and those in the white community as well. If you break down the numbers, Trump is well ahead in North Florida, 58 to 37. Southwest Florida, 55 to 38. A slim lead in Central Florida, that's the I-4 corridor area, 47 to 45. Biden narrowly leads in the swing district of Tampa, area 47 to 44, and a huge double-digit lead, 63% to 30% out there. But with the polling numbers taking place, are they showing the true accuracy of what is going on? For example, the Trump approval rating, job approval rating, is still around 43-44%. But when you look at the poll numbers, it shows him losing by Biden 51 to 40, 51 to 43. Can he make that back up?
Analysts say President Trump's numbers could be stronger than they look.
Something interesting here, two numbers that normally line up, we're used to seeing line up in presidential elections, that aren't lining up this year. It's the president's approval rating. You can see here, this is nationally, if you average the polls together, his approval rating is basically at 45% on average. People who say they approve of the job he's doing, and yet, when you match him up against Joe Biden in a head-to-head race, look at that. He's running at just under 42%. So you can see there's a 3% drop-off there between people who say they approve of the job the president's doing versus those who say they're willing to reelect him. And this extends to some battleground states. There's a lot of different theories for what might be going on here. But from the Trump campaign standpoint, this is one of the reasons they think they still have a shot. They think there's a small group of voters out there who do like the job the president's doing and who will ultimately come home to them. It wouldn't be enough to put him in the lead in these states, but it would make things a little bit closer.
That's NBC's nationwide correspondent, Steve Kornacki. So he says that, yes, the job approval rating is around 43-44, but can that translate into making up the margin that he is down by? Even among the economy, there's the latest NBC Wall Street Journal poll out there that shows that the Republicans are actually with a 13-point lead over the Democrats when it comes to the issue of the economy. Again, a 13-point lead of how they would handle it would be much better, but the Democrats have a better support and more of that by voters when it comes to health care and dealing with the COVID issue.
11 million jobs in just the last 5 months. So I think Trump wants and Pence want to make that the key issue. Who do you trust more on the economy? And that's an issue right now. The polls also show Trump has a large lead. Even people who aren't going to vote for Trump agree that he's better on the economy than Biden. 11 million jobs in just the last 5 months.
There you go. 11 million jobs. But the question is, Democrats do favor least President Trump when it comes to the economy. Joe Biden says, hey, I'm not a socialist. In fact, I'm the guy that beat the socialist.
I beat the socialist. That's how I got elected. That's how I got the nomination. Do I look like a socialist? Look at my career, my whole career. I am not a socialist.
Well, that didn't go too well with some of the Bernie Sanders progressives. Listen to the Daily Beast reporter, Hannah Trudeau. She says Biden's socialist about how that he beat him, referring to Bernie Sanders, didn't sit well with some of the people she interviewed among the progressives in the Democratic Party.
Joe Biden's recent town hall the other night, he was speaking in Miami to an audience of ostensibly undecided voters. And basically, he made a line towards the end of the debate to a voter who asked about socialism and communism. And answering that question, he chose to say, I'm not a socialist. I'm the farthest thing from a socialist. I'm paraphrasing, but I beat a socialist, or I think he actually said the socialists. In the Democratic primary, the response I got from some Bernie supporters was that, you know, they understand why this might be a tactical approach, especially in places like South Florida to win the election. But it's not necessarily one that's, you know, a good faith messaging effort. Some were people who said, you know, this is in Sanders' world broadly, who said, you know, I don't care really about what Joe Biden says, but I care about the fact that the Democratic Party at large keeps kind of pushing progressives off the cliff while they go out of their way to embrace Republicans. In particular, Joe Biden's campaign has been doing that very, very overtly and very tactically for many months now.
You know, that's kind of interesting, Roger. She sits back and says, you know, the Democrats, we've heard this many times. I've seen them on Facebook. Roger and I get the emails. The progressives are ticked off because Biden is going way out of his way to attract a lot of Republicans. And they seem like, hey, wait a second. We're inside the fold here. We're not the redheaded stepchild.
So much for the Democratic Big Ten, right? The progressives. And I honestly, I'd like to see the progressives more marginalized because eventually Democrats do hold office, you know, different places, Congress. You know, I don't want them taking this country to a socialist level.
If there's one area that we have not heard enough about both sides, we know what the president's economic package has been. What does he want to do further down the road? Do we know anything about the Joe Biden proposed economics when it comes to tax increases?
This would be the thing, $750 million healthcare public option. Biden also would roll back the Trump tax cuts. Okay, so that would be an economic hit as well. A doubling of the capital gains tax and restore the 39.6% top tax rate. So, and the one thing that they seem to not be talking about on that side of things is how would that affect the great economy that we have right now?
Of course, the Biden supporters and the Biden surrogate say, hey, wait a second. We're only raising taxes on the rich, right?
Repeal the tax cuts on day one. Do away entirely with the law. Now, obviously, the Trump tax cuts significantly lowered the tax rate for lower income earners. In fact, the Tax Policy Center found that middle income workers, some middle income workers saw $900 a year in tax savings. So repealing the Trump tax cuts, full on repeal, that does raise taxes on middle-income earners.
That's ABC News' Jonathan Carl. So remember, after the Trump tax cuts, remember those big bonuses even part-time employees were getting? I wonder if the mindset may be, dadgum, if Biden gets in, am I going to get that bonus back?
They probably won't be getting a future one, to be frank with you. But you don't want to give what they've already gotten back.
Yeah, for the retail industry, there's a idea, and some people may believe this, whether some of you may not, is a blue wave where the Democrats will win the presidency. They'll continue maintaining the U.S. House of Representatives and the U.S. Senate. According to Ike Broucho from Wells Fargo, he says a blue wave and the proposals by the Biden campaign, if they win, would not be good for the retail industry.
Under a blue wave scenario, there's going to be some ramifications for consumer discretionary and retail that have to be considered. First and foremost, there's taxes. Most retail companies that we cover are almost entirely U.S.-based. That means material implications from Biden's proposed change in the corporate tax rate from 21 to 28%. So that's clearly a negative. Secondly, wages. Biden proposes $15 minimum wage at the federal level for the net negative to retailer costs.
So he's the market analyst that says it's going to be a major negative for retailers out there. Coming up next, the CDC says they did a study, and the majority of those that wore masks still caught COVID. We'll have all of that coming up next. Talk Radio WBOB.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid? WBOB traffic.
Starting to see some of our usual slow traffic at NAS Jacks. Add an extra couple minutes. And if you see anything that'll help your friends stay safe, give us a call. 901-SAFE.
Today we'll see a mix of clouds and sunshine and a high of 87. This evening, some passing clouds and a low of 63. Right now, it is 69 degrees.
You can't seem to get away from the bad news. So, here's some good news for a change.
It's no secret that Disney had to lay off over 28,000 employees. And those are real people with real needs that are really struggling. But to help, a couple set up a virtual fundraiser to a local food bank. And like something straight out of a storybook, people from all over the country started donating. So far, they've raised over $47,000 worth of food for the families that had been laid off. Talk about happily ever after. Now that's good news.
These are unique times, and Jacksonville.radio is standing with you. We provide local, family-friendly radio across multiple formats and frequencies with a diverse and loyal audience. Let us help get your message and your marketing into our communities. Call Jax.radio today so we can discuss how we can help your business. Let us help you get the right message in front of the right audience at the right time. Call 904-74-RIGHT. That's 904-74-7448.
Welcome to the Bargain Barn.
Hi, can you tell me if this generator is enough to run the whole house?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, what about just a refrigerator and a freezer? Do you know how long it can run on a tank of gas?
I'm usually in pet food. I'm just covering for someone who's out because they stepped in an ant bed.
Ugh, I'm out of here.
Hi, welcome to Tools for Time. What brings you in today?
I'm looking for a generator to run my refrigerator and freezer if I lose power, but it can't be too bulky.
Let me show you the Honda EU2200i. Refrigerators and freezers have high startup wattage, but really low running wattage, and this Honda will run for over 8 hours at a quarter load.
Nice.
It's very portable, and the Honda EU series generators are super quiet and come with a built-in inverter.
What's an inverter?
It means this Honda produces consistent, clean power without surges, so it's safe for even the most sensitive electronics.
Great, I'll take it. I'm so glad I came to Tools for a Time.
So are we, and you can always find us online at toolsforatime.com.
Z, the founder at Z Best Original Tunis Restaurant on 103rd Street, would like you to stop by 7 days a week for takeout or drive-through from 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. Z Best Original Tunis Restaurant has almost a dozen flavors of wings and 30 shrimp for just $9.99. Don't forget the original Kronos Euros, oysters, the original chicken sandwich, and more. Discounts for military, first responders, and school employees. You've tried the rest, now try Z Best Original Tunis Restaurant, 7400 103rd Street.
Are you tired of pre-recorded financial shows that try to scare you into buying annuities and life insurance products? I'm Steve Van Wee.
And I'm Adam Van Wee. Together we host the Van Wee Financial Hour, live every Saturday morning at 10 a.m. Van Wee Financial is a fee-only financial planning and asset management company here on Florida's First Coast.
We bring you current financial information and analysis without the scare tactics.
Most of all, we answer your financial and investing questions live on the air.
Tune into the Van Wee Financial Hour and call us every Saturday morning at 10 right here on AM 600 and FM 101.1 WBOB.
WBOB is talk radio for Northeast Florida and Southeast Georgia.
Here are some of the top stories we're bringing you this morning. Market analysts say a blue wave election would not be beneficial to the retail industry. The Florida Division of Elections says Democrats have a 1 million vote advantage in mail-in ballots returned over Republicans. And with schools returning to normal schedules following the COVID-19 outbreak, some parents are fighting back against mask mandates and other coronavirus regulations being imposed by the state.
Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB by calling 831-0600, 831-0600, or email ed@wbob.com, AM 600 and 101.1 FM. WBOB.
17 minutes after 6 a.m., this story is getting a lot of under the radar. Now, what do you mean by that? Well, I mean, there are stories that are just, you know, polls, Trump this, Trump that. But stories that are there, but depending on who you may believe, remember there's a story, and some people always view it this way, some view it that way. CDC, Centers for Disease and Prevention, Center for Disease Control and Prevention, says 85% of those that caught COVID, they did a poll, reported that they wore masks always and often. And those that they hung out with, well, hey, we hung out with other people, they wore masks too. Didn't stop the spread. Researchers found that 70, this is the CDC's own numbers, by the way, and the things that we're reporting, of course, now I'm reading NBC News, well, that poll isn't, that study isn't really that accurate. Okay. The researchers found that 71% of the case patients contracted the virus despite reporting always wearing a cloth face covering or at least a mask 14 days before the illness was upon them. Fox News' Tucker Carlson.
And the science comes, interestingly, from the CDC. A new study conducted by 11 medical institutions analyzed a group of people who tested positive for COVID during the month of July. Here's the interesting part. Among those who were infected, more than 70% reported that they had, quote, always worn a mask for the preceding 14 days. Another 14.4% said they had, quote, often worn a mask. In other words, almost everyone, 85%, who got the coronavirus in July was wearing a mask, and they were infected anyway.
Now, listen, I'm going to tell you this right now. Mm-hmm. I'm not a big fan of the mask mandates, but I've told you this many times on the show. When a business says you wear a mask, I walk in and wear a mask. I don't make a political statement. I get in and get out. Okay? Right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Now,
Private property.
Well, Ed, this poll says, okay, folks, it's a research study done by the CDC. They said that they when the people that caught COVID, they talked to them, said, hey, this was in the month of July when the spikes really increased. Now, I'm one of these, I'm optimistic and I'm very skeptical of some things. This is what they reported. Maybe these individuals didn't wear a mask, but they cut back and maybe said, well, you know, we don't want to be shamed. Maybe we weren't in an area that there was a mandate, but we didn't wear the mask. Mm-hmm. I don't know. All I know is this is what they said. about those that were being surveyed, they were wearing a mask and caught COVID.
Yeah, I would like to take a look at the survey. Maybe you can the study. I'd like to see that because, you know, obviously no one's going to wear a mask 100% of the time. And, you know, all it takes is one exposure and obviously they got it. So, you know.
Yeah, but I'm going by what I will forward you the CDC story here. But it indicates they say that 84% of the COVID-19 study participants contracted the virus even again after wearing a mask. And this was a study that has been pretty much just ignored by the media out there. But this is kind of an interesting story that breaks in. The Tampa Bay Times is reporting that school districts are looking to be sued throughout the state, not so much by state mandates, but by local school districts about whether or not parents need to make sure that when those kids come to the school, they've got their mask on hand unless the school district is giving them. So the new studies out there that as schools, as Roger just reported, that are going back to a normal schedule, some parents are ticked off because they don't like the mask mandates. Some groups are now hiring a lawyer through a GoFundMe page. Some parents out there, according to the Tampa Bay Times, they say it's not the role of the public school district to make medical decisions for all families universally out there. So this is kind of an interesting take, and some are saying, okay, wait a second. Do we need or do we not need to wear masks?
Right now in the United States, people should not be walking around with masks.
You're sure of it? Because people are listening really closely to this.
Right now, people should not be walking. There's no reason to be walking around with a mask.
Okay, so did he have to lie about it? Did he lie right there?
He came back after that statement and said that the reason he said that it was during the time where people were stockpiling toilet paper and you couldn't find it in the stores. He was afraid that the N95 masks would not be available for the nurses and doctors at hospitals because people were storing them.
That was Dr. Fauci. Here's more of what he had to say about this was just over the summertime.
I can say as a public health official that I would urge the leaders, the local political and other leaders in states and cities and towns to be as forceful as possible in getting your citizenry to wear masks.
Yeah, get them all to wear masks. Here's more of what he says. He supports them as a symbol.
I mean, I wear it for the reason that I believe it is effective. It's not 100% effective. I mean, it's sort of respect for another person and have that other person respect you. You wear a mask, they wear a mask.
It's respectful. It's not 100% effective. Okay. But what about, is it constitutional out there? Is this the right way to go? And some people have said, well, I don't know, Ed. I don't know if there's any constitutionality behind that. Here's Fox News Judge Andrew Napolitano.
It's not only going too far, it's unlawful and unconstitutional. I mean, even though this person is called a judge, she doesn't wear a black robe or go into a courtroom. She is the chief administrative officer of the county. So rather than going to the city council of Houston, rather than going to the county legislature, she wrote a law on her own.
So this is what one of the arguments is, that we have many municipalities that are just going through a proclamation, like the city of Jacksonville and others, right, that we're going to issue an executive order that you've got to wear a mask. And the Judge Napolitano, and by the way, we saw this in Michigan with Governor Whitmer, where the Supreme Court knocked her down, says, listen, you can have what you want, but it's got to get passed through the state legislature.
Exactly. You know, do not leave the legislatures out of it. Don't leave the city council out of it. And these executive orders, you know, they really don't carry a whole lot of weight other than, to be frank with you, probably just a recommendation.
Yeah. Jacksonville is facing a lawsuit now over the mask mandate. A state representative and attorney filed it, called the ruling unlawful and unconstitutional.
Say they want the proclamation amended and to go back to making masks a recommendation. They also want business owners and workers to be able to decide for themselves.
The city of Jacksonville facing a lawsuit from attorney Anthony Sabatini.
By the way, Anthony Sabatini, state representative, is going to be on with us this morning. He's winning some of these lawsuits. Some of them are kind of going away. But now the question is, I think he has a valid point. Again, if the city wants to enforce or have its own mask mandate, you call special session, which they do it, you know, through Zoom or whatever, say we're going to pass a mandate and get it going. I'm saying you have to agree with it. I'm just saying based on the legality, that's the way it goes.
Exactly.
That's all. All right.
This isn't a dictatorship.
That's right.
At least it's not supposed
this
to be.
This is not the United States of Roger Henderson and Ed D, you know. Roger says he's Michael and I'm Tito. All right.
Okay.
904-831-0600, 25 minutes after 6 a.m. Talk Radio, WBOB.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid? WBOB traffic.
Slow traffic on 295 headed north, right between Beach Boulevard and Alden Road. Add an extra couple minutes. And if you see anything, give us a call. 901-SAFE. 901-7233.
Today, a mix of clouds with sunshine and a high of 87. Mostly clear tonight with a low of 64. Right now, 67 degrees.
This traffic report is brought to you by J. David Tax Law. When you owe the IRS and can't pay, go to jdavidtaxlaw.com. Peace of mind is only a click or phone call away.
America's Everglades. There's no other place like it in the world. But we need your help to restore and protect it for future generations. So your kids, your grandkids, even your great-grandkids can experience and enjoy this national treasure. To learn more, visit EvergladesFoundation.org. That's EvergladesFoundation.org.
Canines for Warriors is ending veteran suicide and returning our warriors to a life of dignity and independence. They rescue and train shelter dogs to be paired as service dogs for warriors with service-connected post-traumatic stress, traumatic brain injury, and/or military sexual trauma. Join their mission and be a part of their 2020 campaign to reduce the veteran suicide rate of 20 a day, because 20 is a name, not a number. Learn more at caninesforwarriors.org.
This year marks the 63rd anniversary of Boger Shoes on Park Street in Jacksonville. In order for a family business to celebrate 63 years of serving their community, they must be doing something right. That something is good old-fashioned customer service. Boger Shoes has filled the footwear needs of thousands of customers in Northeast Florida for over six decades. Whether your shoe needs are running, walking, dress, casual, orthopedic, or diabetic, Boger Shoes has what you need. And for the month of October, Boger Shoes would like to recognize the professionals that literally make their living on their feet. So if you are a UPS employee, Amazon delivery person, FedEx worker, U.S. postal worker, or someone that works in our area hospitals, Boger Shoes will give you a 20% discount on your footwear purchases. Some restrictions apply. Boger's carries many popular brands like Birkenstock, Dansko, New Balance, Aerovon, Vionic, and many more. Also, Boger's employees will be wearing gloves and masks while serving you. Boger's thoughts and prayers are with this community during this difficult time. Boger Shoes, the answer for hurting feet.
For the first time in American history, the CIA, the FBI, and the National Security Agency was used to politically target a presidential candidate and then the president himself. Tomorrow on America First with me, Dr. G, we'll talk to Amanda Milius, the director and producer of the new film, The Plot Against the President, and Matt Boyle of Breitbart.com.
America First with Sebastian Gorka, weekdays 3 till 5 on WBOB. Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB by calling 831-0600. 831-0600 or email ed at wbob.com. AM 600 and 101.1 FM. WBOB.
It's an absolutely terrible policy. It's vaguely written, hard to implement, and it's accompanied by this atrocious punishment because the city of Jacksonville was chosen to enact an unlawful, unconstitutional proclamation to mandate people wear masks.
That's State Representative Anthony Sabatini. He's going to join us here as well, and Barney Bishop and everything else. Some of the big news items out here today, there's a new study out there that, again, I'm not really surprised by this, but it's kind of interesting. I want to see more of it in depth, where, again, the majority voters out there believe that Joe Biden will do a better job at protecting Social Security and Medicare over President Trump, and yet there's been no cuts underneath that. So we'll talk about that as well. Latest numbers show that, okay, the question is, if President Trump has a 44% approval rating, then how come that only about 41 to 42% of voters support him? We'll break that down a little bit. New Mason-Dixon poll shows that President Trump is leading in the majority of counties in Florida, but those three big ones and a couple of more in the West Coast could make it up for Joe Biden. So we got a lot of news to cover this morning. 904-831-0600. And I'm going to tell you a big issue that's going to be hitting over the next couple weeks. Election lawsuit challenges. They were already underway. So we'll see where a lot of this goes. 904-831-0600. Talk Radio WBOB.
AM 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Instead of the traditional face-to-face debate, President Trump and Joe Biden have made their latest pitch to voters in separate televised town hall events. Despite Democrat attempts to delay the proceedings, plans to vote on the Supreme Court nomination of Judge Amy Coney Barrett remain on track, with the Senate Judiciary Committee having wrapped up hearings on the nominee. Word of progress toward a compromise COVID-19 economic relief package, the White House and congressional Democrat negotiators agreeing to include a national coronavirus testing strategy. Twitter chief Jack Dorsey will be getting a subpoena from the Senate Judiciary Committee, Republicans accusing Twitter of pro-Biden election interference. On Wall Street, Dow futures are flat, NASDAQ futures up 41 points, S&P futures 7 points higher. More details at srnnews.com.
AM 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB News.
Good morning, I'm Adam Borgman. A Jacksonville police officer has been arrested and fired. Yesterday, Undersheriff Pat Ivey said that Jonathan Hunt, who had been with the force since the fall of last year, was let go after being charged with domestic battery. A major source of dozens of COVID-19 cases that caused an area school to close was a party attended by its students. Yesterday, Duval School Superintendent Diana Green said the party most likely happened last weekend. On Wednesday, the principal of Fletcher High School in Neptune Beach said that school will be holding classes exclusively online through at least this coming Monday. Three men have been charged with three separate murders. News 4 Jax reports that Marcus Fishburne allegedly killed a woman in Jacksonville. Paul Dixon, a convicted murderer, allegedly killed his cellmate in the Duval County Jail. And Dustine Westfall allegedly hired a man to kill someone in Jacksonville. That's Jacksonville.radio news.
Make someone's day with a little help from Kuhn Flowers. Fresh flowers have a way of adding that extra bit of beauty to your home. They're also a great way to brighten someone's day. And what better way is there to show someone just how much you care than with a fresh bouquet of flowers? One thing's for sure, when you order flowers from Kuhn Flowers, you're going to get the brightest, most colorful, professionally arranged, long-lasting floral arrangements available. Call Kuhn Flowers today at 398-8601. That's 398-8601. Or you can shop online anytime at kuhnflowers.com. Kuhn Flowers. Making memories since 1947.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid? WBOB traffic.
Slow traffic on 295 heading north, right between Beach Boulevard and Alden Road. Add an extra couple minutes. And if you see anything, give us a call. 901-SAFE. 901-7233.
Today, a mix of clouds with sunshine and a high of 87. Mostly clear tonight with a low of 64. Right now, 67 degrees. Here are some of the top stories we're bringing you this morning. With schools returning to a normal schedule following the COVID-19 outbreak, some parents are fighting back against mask mandates and other coronavirus regulations imposed by the state. A new Florida Mason-Dixon poll shows Joe Biden with just a slim lead over President Trump here in Florida. And a CDC study found that 71% of people who caught the coronavirus said they wore a mask.
Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB by calling 831-0600, 831-0600, or email ed@wbob.com. AM 600 and 101.1 FM. WBOB.
We got some podcasts lined up for you today and over the weekend as well. We got some good ones lined up for you later this morning. Just go to WBOB.com and click on right where it says the Ed Dean Extra. Download that app on your phone, by the way. It's free, no monthly charge, no pop-ups. Go to WBOB.com. If you miss some of the morning show, just go to the website. That's the magic place, WBOB.com. Ed Dean, Roger Henderson, columnist, former executive director of the Florida Democratic Party, our good friend, Barney Bishop, here on our Newsmaker line. Barney, I want to talk about polls. They're all over the map. Who do you believe? Who do you don't believe? The latest Mason-Dixon poll, Brad Coker, who I know personally does this poll, shows that it's a very narrow lead of 48 to 45%. Biden, 6% are undecided. I really want to break this down. Do you believe there is that many undecideds, or could there be more undecideds? What do you think?
No, I think that's probably about right. I think most people have made their decision already. But I will say that I've been polling with Brad for many years now, and he's got an excellent shop. They do a wonderful job. And I give a lot of validity to a Mason Dixon poll.
Here's another thing that I think that I wonder, and I want to ask you this. I think there's a couple ways of spinning this, but the Democrats, according to the Division of Elections, have a 1 million vote advantage in the mail ballot return. So far, the Democrats have sent in over 50% more, and also Democrats have more than 400,000 more mail ballots sent and not yet returned than the Republicans. And I get emails from Republican listeners. Oh, the Republicans are going to show up on election day. Well, why would they show up on election day when in 2016 and 2018 they outpaced the Democrats when it came to absentee ballots?
Well, because I think that the equation has flipped this time, Ed. I think that Democratic voters who traditionally have shown up are fearful of COVID. So they've been told to do absentee ballots, and Republicans are going to go out and vote in mass on election day because, number one, we know that if you vote on election day, unless it's a provisional ballot, your vote counts. And number two, they want to show people that they're vigilant, but they're not going to live their life in fear. I think Republicans are going to outnumber Democrats on election day.
All right, I'm just telling you.
That's
But Barney, I mean, we've got record. Florida right now leads the country with those that have returned their mail-in ballots. And I'm telling you, you and I have both covered a lot of elections over many years. Yeah. I haven't seen activity like this since 2008 when there was a huge blue wave for Obama.
True. But also you have to understand that a lot of those Democratic absentee ballots, those people are voting for the very first time. I was the only Democrat on Rick Scott's recount team in the entire state of Florida two years ago. And let me tell you, I looked at Democratic absentee ballots, and they circle two people in one race. There's going to be an extraordinary number of absentee ballots that are going to get tossed out because these Democrats that are voting for the first time on absentee aren't going to do it correctly. They're not used to doing it.
All right. I'm just going to look at that. Well, I mean, only Democrats. Doesn't have an effect on Republicans, right?
Exactly.
Barney, I love it. You get to see the face. There was a new poll, as you do know, that with Amy Coney Barrett now, looks like she's going to be able to become the next Supreme Court justice, unless something happens that we don't know about, that the Obamacare has become a top-tier issue, which I think should always be a top-tier issue. The numbers show right now, let us go back to the tape, and In February of this year, the majority of those out there supported Obamacare. Here's from TheHill.com.
The Affordable Care Act's favorability hit a record high in a new poll highlighting the shifting political tones around the law. A Kaiser Family Foundation poll finds that 55% of the public views the health law favorably.
Now, right now, according to a Hill-Harris-X poll, 50% want to get rid of Obamacare, 50% want to keep it around, and of course the majority of Democrats, but the Hill.com reports that 52% of independents and 74% of Republicans want to ditch Obamacare, and I think this would be a top-tier issue, and I think one of the reasons why is, you do know, Barney, I think the enrollment period is kicking around the corner, which means people are getting their notices. These costs are not going down. They are going up.
Well, and that's the reality that the Democrats don't really care about because they see this as subsidized health care for them. And the truth of the matter is that it's an expensive option. It has some good features like taking insurance across state lines. But look, the Trump plan will feature those things and give you your exemptions that you get because you've already got a disease or you already have a sickness. Those things will be built into the new plan. But the things that have to be mandated that religious folks and religious organizations don't like about abortions and things of that type being covered, those things are going to go away. And whether Justice AOB does that or not, ACB, I'm sorry,
right,
whether she does that or not, we don't know. But she is entitled to be treated just like anybody else. And the Democrats are just, they don't have anything, so they just keep talking health care. That's okay, because that's very important issue for Americans.
Former executive director of the Florida Democratic Party, Barney Bishop, on our Newsmaker line. Barney, Roger and I, there was a story that came out this past week, and I'm not saying it's going to go anywhere, but it may have an impact. As you know, I think people are getting COVID fatigued and other issues that the moms demand action, gun safety everywhere. These are the Michael Bloomberg groups here in the state of Florida, as you know, that heavily tried to get their amendments on this year's ballot, and they could not pass the muster test. Doesn't mean they're going to stop. I think they may try to compromise and water it down for 2022, but they have said, you know, Roger and I were talking about this on one of our podcasts as well, but they're going to be making a big push to go after some of these Republicans in some of these swing states. And I got to tell you something, Barney, I look at the poll numbers, I sit back and go, wait a second, there is no way these things are resonating with voters. But something that kind of hit me here is that I think if people are getting COVID fatigue, the polls on the economy, they're looking for an issue that might try to sway them if you're only focused on a couple of issues. And Roger, I'm sitting here going, maybe the gun issue could do it for a few Democrats here locally.
It very well could. You know, it doesn't take, some people are single issue voters, and that may be,
yeah,
you know, and it only takes, you know, we saw in the year 2000, 500 people decided that the presidency.
So am I over, right, if I'm overrating this issue, or am I kind of putting it up? Because again, it, as Roger just pointed out, if you're already impacted by a boatload of measures that the media or the pollsters may ask of race relations, COVID, and the economy, to me, if somebody stretches out and gives me another identifying area that I might agree with that maybe isn't being talked about, is that gun issue enough to sway voters?
It certainly could be. And, of course, guns and the Second Amendment is always a hot-button issue. It's a third rail for politics, and the Democrats will keep pushing it. They will never give up, but that's okay because the Second Amendment believers and Republicans are going to support every constitutional right in the Constitution, even if we don't agree with it. For example, freedom of speech. We may not like what Antifa does. As long as they're peaceful, they're BLM, as long as they're peaceful, that's fine. When you become violent, then we need law and order.
Here it is, Melissa Francis from the Fox Business Network, about the lawsuits already underway.
The Biden campaign is reportedly setting up a massive legal team that it calls the largest election protection program in presidential campaign history. The New York Times reports the campaign has brought in two former solicitors general and hundreds of lawyers for its so-called special litigation unit. It will focus on legal battles already underway in multiple states.
And by the way, a lot of them have. So here's what's interesting that we were talking about on yesterday's radio show. We had Tom Spencer from the Legal Defense Fund. He was part of that Bush campaign when they were going after Al Gore, the Bush versus Gore lawsuits. Here is the thing that we have, and I knew this is what the Democrats are saying, and I think there's a viable, that they have an argument here that, because you know that many states, even in Florida, the absentees are not counted to the day of, correct?
I'm sorry, say that again.
The absentees are not counted the day of the election, right?
Well, in Florida it is.
Right, okay. This is what I'm getting at. It's quite possible that, let's say that everybody shows up, the Republicans show up on that day, and Trump's winning that night, and then the absentees are counted, and the mail-in ballots, and that's where the Democrats may be picking up some seats or some votes. That is where the lawsuits, for the most part, that's where things are going to be contested. Do you see it that way?
I think that you hit the nail right on the head. I think that Republicans, because they're voting in person, I think Trump is going to be leading at the end of the night, and then absentee ballots, we'll see how they break, but certainly with all the Democrats in there. When it gets right down to it, look, Florida is going to go for Trump, and for one reason, Susie Wiles. That woman is brilliant. She has run both of Rick Scott's campaigns. She ran Governor DeSantis' campaign. She ran the first winning campaign for Trump. And if there's anybody that can make this happen, put our trust in Susie Wiles, Jacksonville native, political operative, absolutely brilliant.
All right. Well, we'll see what happens. I'm just telling you, I look at numbers.
Yep.
And when the numbers aren't boding well for that, I mean, you got to make up a major loss when it comes from the Republican and Trump side. Barney Bishop, former executive director of the Florida Democratic Party. Barney, good to have you on this morning.
Thanks a lot, Ed. Roger, y'all take care, bud.
Okay.
All right, man. We'll see you. More coming up next, 644 Talk Radio, WBOB.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid WBOB traffic?
On 95, headed south, right at Emerson, an accident has a right lane blocked, and it's starting to cause some slow traffic. Be aware and add an extra couple minutes. And if you see anything, give us a call. 901-SAFE. 901-SAFE.
Today, a mix of clouds with sunshine and a high of 87. Mostly clear tonight with a low of 64. Right now, 67 degrees.
I can give you a brand new kitchen in days, not weeks, not months. Hi, I'm Jeff Martin from Martin Appliance and Greystone Kitchens with my secret formula for your new kitchen. Quick and easy and economical. 90% of new cabinets today are painted. Modern colors, crisp and clean. 90% of new countertops are granite or quartz. Impeccably stylish, incredibly functional. Our secret? We swap your counters and refinish your cabinets to the color of your choice at a fraction of the cost. None of the hassle. And done in days. Call Greystone Kitchens at 213-9100 for your secret solution. Come see us on Phillips Highway across from Regal Cinema. That's Greystone Kitchens and Martin Appliance. New kitchen, new appliances. And if you want new cabinets, I can do that too. I'm a licensed contractor for crying out loud. Florida State License CGC 1526479.
What you see is what you get. Martin Appliance Family.
Most of us have been spending a lot more time at home recently. Now is the time to join the millions of Americans who have changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. Right now, get buy one, get one free pricing on Giza Elegance MyPillows, roll and go anywhere pillows, duvet covers, Giza pillowcases, bolster pillows, and neck pillows. Just go to the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com. Use promo code WBOB. Or call 1-800-950-9024. If you order Mike's book, your entire MyPillow order will ship for free. Plus, he'll give you a $25 gift card for your next purchase. Don't miss this incredible opportunity to buy one, get one free on pillows, duvets, and more from MyPillow. Call 1-800-950-9024 or go to the Radio Listener Special page at MyPillow.com. Promo code WBOB.
Acts 1:14 says, they all join together constantly in prayer. What better time to do that than right now, especially considering everything our country has been through this past year? Make a real difference by participating in a prayer luncheon at the Salem Center every Tuesday from 11:30 to 1 p.m. The power of our prayer avails much, and we want to stand united for the sake of the body of Christ and the spiritual direction of our country every Tuesday at 11:30 at the Salem Center, 7235 Bonneville Road, near JTB and Phillips Highway.
Financial Issues with Dan Celia at 9 this morning. Now, back to the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 and 101.1 FM, WBOB.
Here are some of the top stories we're bringing you this morning. The CDC has found that 71% of people who caught the coronavirus said they wore a mask. Market analysts say a blue wave election would not be beneficial to the retail industry. And the Florida Division of Elections says Democrats have a 1 million vote advantage in mail-in ballots returned over Republicans.
Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB by calling 831-0600, 831-0600, or email ed@wbob.com. AM 600 and 101.1 FM. WBOB.
A lot of emails came in on yesterday. We took a lot of calls on the education numbers out there where American College Testing. A lot of calls on this yesterday. American College Testing, the nonprofit organization, says for the third year in a row, and this is the lowest they've seen in 10 years, that high schools are not ready for college. And everybody's just, I mean, we had some great calls, and it's a lot of good emails, which we'll get into in just a little bit. But also one of the other big issues out there that I forgot to mention, some of you, thank you, reminded me, as you do know that Amy Coney Barrett has been railroaded. I mean, she's not off the, I mean, she didn't fall off the track. She tried to get railroaded because she's going to be the final vote on Obamacare. That's not true, by the way. But somehow that pre-existing conditions and all the Democrats keep acting like Obamacare is the greatest thing around. And we keep reminding people, are your premiums going down for Obamacare? No, they are not. Tell me an area.
They're going up.
They're going up. And I forgot to mention, what is the biggest area of Obamacare cost that have gone up besides your premiums? Can anybody tell me? You can tell me, Raj.
Deductible?
Exactly. I forgot to mention that yesterday.
Yeah.
Somebody, in fact, several of you go, and because I was on a roll because...
That's one of the games that the insurance companies play to make it look like, see, your premiums aren't that high, but then you have to come out of pocket a whole lot more before they kick
in. Well, that's because of the Obamacare. It's not all because of the insurance. And I'm not a big fan of insurance companies, guys. Trust me. I've covered them for years. In fact, I'll take a trial lawyer any day over an insurance company. How about that? You know where I stand with that.
Yeah.
But the premiums have gone up, and, well, they don't want to pay the insurance companies. Marco Rubio is one of the first ones that did that because the insurance companies were getting a bailout. They sat back and said, well, we'll get it. Folks, do you do understand that big business got into bed with the Obamas out there? It was the big corporations out there because they knew they get a sweaty wad of money with Obamacare. They knew that if they come in, that the federal government was going to offer to take care of them. How many times have we heard that? And when the federal government doesn't really come out and dole the money they're supposed to, i.e. Medicare and Medicaid, state-run Medicaid, where the federal government's going to pay for this, going to pay for that, protection against when it comes to immigration. The feds, folks, the feds are notorious not to pay for much. And by the way, if you don't believe me, go ask some of the Democrats on their own because they don't think that the Republicans do enough as they promise to cover education for the local level. Everybody believes that the higher-ups, whether it's your local, the state, the feds, that they don't pay what they're supposed to pay.
Right.
So that's what I'm getting at. I don't agree with the Democrats. I think there's been enough money when it comes to education. But yes, Roger's exactly correct. The deductibles have gone through the roof. The emails came in yesterday. Ed, I'm paying $3,500 a month.
That's a lot of money.
Not a month. Excuse me. 35. And now they got jacked up to 75. Ed, I was paying 75. They got jacked up to 10.
Meanwhile, the insurance company won't pay a penny until you additionally pay for your own medical care to a certain amount.
Right. And this is one of the things that I would have knocked it out of the ballpark with Donna Deegan the other night if I was Congressman John Rutherford. And many of you emailed me and said, Ed, we saw the debate. She won. We don't agree with her. But they said, we like Rutherford. Rutherford's not a guy who goes in and he's not a professional debater. And they say to that is his compliment because he doesn't come across as trying to sell you some slick oil snake, snake oil salesman type. And that's what I said yesterday. But the big thing is that they talk about, well, this and that. When Donna Deegan comes out and says, all we got to do is just tax the rich. There is nothing new is what she said. She already copied with the Democrats. I think if she wants to do better, she comes across more as a moderate. And by the way, just because she says she doesn't want to defund the police, I don't know where she's a moderate on. Okay? In fact, you got Rutherford who's campaigning as a moderate for the most part.
Mm-hmm.
I've reached across the aisle and blah, blah, blah.
Bipartisan support.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I don't know where and I'm just being polite about Donna Deegan. I don't know. Hey, I love it. She won't come on this show. She had it made two nights ago in the debate. She won't have it made on the show. We won't let her get over. And by the way, we don't let Republicans get over certain things either. We call them out.
Mm-hmm.
But the bottom line is that, well, the taxes, all we need to do is have more taxes. Folks, there hasn't been one thing in the last 25 to 30 years where jacking up your taxes has fully funded to pay a program. Name me one. Because certainly didn't do Obamacare. It certainly hasn't covered it when it comes to Green New Deals, which they claim we're going to raise so many trillions. There isn't enough money out there. You folks do know that if you taxed every millionaire at a full-blown rate of 100%, you may fully fund the government maybe for 2 years. That's the CBO's numbers, by the way, not mine.
Then all the millionaires are broke after that.
Yeah, got no money. They got a hit somewhere, yeah. So, and when Biden comes out and says, well, my goal is only to tax those at $400,000 plus or more. No, that is not correct. Unless he's creating some sort of exemption for the capital gains, which I don't see. If you have a 401k and other stocks and you want to sell it based on a certain level, I get that.
Mm-hmm.
Or you're a middle class family that was enabled to inherit something from your parents. You want to sell it because you need the money or you need to pay off certain things. You're going to have to pay a tax. The Trump
rental property?
The Trump tax cuts repealing is a tax increase on the middle class. Everybody thinks that the capital gains is only on those and wealthy people. That is not true. So this is the reason why we make things very simplistic on this radio show, that the liberal left is not telling you. And I wish the Republicans would do a better job instead of saying, well, see, what happens is the Democrats come out to be far left, then the Republicans try to be a little bit more moderate instead of being conservatives. So I'm just kind of, 653 Talk Radio, WBOB.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid? WBOB traffic.
It's still looking like a pretty good morning out on the roads, but there is a bit of slow traffic on 95 headed north just before 295. Add an extra couple minutes, and if there's anything you see, give us a call. 901-SAFE.
Today, a mix of clouds with sunshine and a high of 87. Mostly clear tonight with a low of 64. Right now, 67 degrees.
Internal Revenue Service. When you owe a personal or business tax debt and can't pay, just hearing those three words brings feelings of fear and anxiety. I'm Jonathan David Suryash, Managing Tax Attorney at J. David Tax Law. Everyone knows that if you owe the IRS and don't pay, it's only a matter of time before tax liens, wage garnishments, or bank levies happen to you. The first step to resolution is our no-cost consultation. We take the time to go through your specific tax problem step by step. We explain exactly what your options are and how we will resolve your tax issue. J. David Tax Law is a local firm right here in Jacksonville, where only an experienced tax attorney will represent you. Our fee payment plans are affordable for everyone. If you have tax problems, call us now for a no-cost consultation at 904-507-4777. That's 904-507-4777, or find us on the web at jdavidtaxlaw.com. That's jdavidtaxlaw.com. Peace of mind is only a click or phone call away.
You are invited to daydream of this rare opportunity to lease freestanding commercial space in beautiful Ponte Vedra Beach. Zoning allows for use as an office, retail, medical, school, or event venue, and much more. With over 7,500 square feet, the options are endless with this unique building, located among national retailers along one of the area's busiest roads. There are tile floors, beautiful arched pathways, outdoor event space with a water feature, monument signage, majestic landscaping, and more. Located 1 mile from the beautiful sandy beaches of the Atlantic coast and positioned near TPC Sawgrass, this property may be exactly what you're looking for. This is your opportunity to lease prime commercial space in Ponte Vedra Beach. Call Kayla DeGuzman with Prime Realty at 904-67-LEASE to discuss the possibilities. That's 904-67-LEASE, and let's turn your daydream into a reality.
Welcome to New Home Rebate Realty, the place where we're going to help you get a new home rebate when you're buying a new construction, when you're building a home from a builder. We want to legally show you how to put money in your pocket. Can we help you with the furniture? Can we help you with the driveway? Can we pay closing costs? New Home Rebate Realty, let's go.
Don't miss the New Home Rebate Realty Show, 4 p.m. Saturday afternoons on AM 600 and 101.1 FM WBOB.
Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB by calling 831-0600, 831-0600, or email ed@wbob.com. AM 600 and 101.1 FM WBOB.
A DOJ investigation, a probe led by U.S. Attorney John Durham. Fox News has obtained a 94-page document used by the FBI to keep track of information provided by Christopher Steele at the start of the 2016 Russia probe. I'm learning from sources in the intelligence community that this probe from John Durham is not going to wrap up prior to the election on November 3rd, as the Trump administration had hoped. I'm also learning it's looking less and less likely he's going to produce any kind of a report coming out of this.
That is Fox News National Security, one of them, correspondent, Jillian Turner. We all know what happened. The Russia hoax, we know, is a complete fraud. I'm still fascinated by, I talked to Ron Davis, our legal expert, who is also a legal commentator for FloridaDaily.com, a legal analyst and columnist, is when did they know that this was a fraud? When did they know this was a fake out there? See, the whole thing is unlike many of those conservatives, I know you're going to call me a moderate for saying this, because, you didn't agree with it. How come the Obama security people didn't get arrested? I never thought they were going to get arrested. To me, it wasn't about, did they do something illegal? I get it. My point was, they lied about not spying on Trump Tower. They lied about not unmasking Mike Flynn. My only point is, just admit it, you did it. I wasn't thinking anybody was going to go to jail. They lied about it. That was my whole thing. Just tell me, you all messed up on the Russia hoax. Now we find out that now let's go and find out, did they do something that broke the law when it came to the conception of the Russian hoax? And right now, as you heard from Jillian Turner from Fox News, the DOJ lawyer, the investigator at the time, now John Durham, says we don't see anything about that as of right now. My question is, why has it taken so long? And why have the Republicans taken forever? Lindsey Graham can't keep blaming COVID, folks.
I wonder if there's a political motivation to make sure that this timing happens right around October, just before the election, to kind of sway things.
What month are you in right now?
Exactly.
Well, we got a couple of weeks left. Well,
I mean, look at the Hunter Biden thing. Mm-hmm. I mean, we cover it, but the majority of voters don't care about it. I think it's a fascinating story.
Mm-hmm.
It's amazing. Somebody emailed me, Trump got impeached for something that Joe Biden did. Tell people, we're going to tell you, a quick pro quo and all that kind of stuff.
Right.
So why is it taking forever to get these reports out by the Republicans?
Any day now.
And John Durham hasn't gotten them out yet. And I'm not saying you should do this based on politics, so I got to be fair there. 904-831-0600, Talk Radio, WBOB.
AM 600 WBOB Jacksonville, 101.1 FM W266 CX Fruitco, Talk Radio.